Tuesday night, or L'chav Sivan, Chavis Alvavus. Shara Kniya, the end of Perek Shishi, we're learning different Hanhogos of a Baal Kniya. And we're up to number 8, actually. There's 10 altogether, we're up to number 8 on page Reish Vov. We learned number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And now we're up to number 8, the Hashmini. On page Reish Vov, she yistapek benafsho binyonei hamozon, when it comes to gashmiyustika things, his sustenance, his parnosa, his food, his meaning, his possessions, things that he needs, he's mistapek b'mu'ah, he's satisfied with what he has, b'mesha husag u'v'mesha mizdami. He's a balkaniya satisfied with what he has. Why? Because what's his mindset? His mindset is that he doesn't deserve more than what he has. Some people always feel a sense of entitlement. And if they have a sense of entitlement, then they have tainus if they don't have what they think they should have. But a Baal Kniya is satisfied with what he has because he feels that that's what he has, that's what he deserves, what he got. He doesn't feel entitled to more. So he's mistapek lenafshu binyani amozim b'meshu husag, what he acquired, b'meshu mizdamein, mitoch hakola b'nafshu, because he doesn't feel that he deserves more. Plain and posh, he doesn't feel that sukumta mer, that he should be getting more, that this is too little for him. V'zilzul bo, kedei lahargila l'sapek b'tavol seho hagufnius. So he says really another svara. He says really two svaras here. If you read the Chayit HaLovas carefully, he says two svaras. The Hanhoga number 8 is that the Baal Kniya is a mistapek b'mu'at. That's Hanhoga number 8. The reason why the Baal Kniya is a mistapek b'mu'at, that is really twofold. One is because he doesn't feel entitled to more, as we just said. And the other is, as we explained, the Baal Kniya is very much Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, and feels, always walks around with a feeling that he's Omed Lefnei Hashem, and that he's Batal to Hashem. So he's, and just as we had before, so he's always nervous that he's not fulfilling his obligations to Hashem, that he's doing too little. So in that sense, he wants to make sure that he doesn't get involved in Gashmius. So he's mistapik b'mu'ah because he doesn't want to be like caught up in the world of Gashmius, in the world of Yesh Lo Monei Rotzei Masayim, in the world where the rat race, where people are always getting more and more things, trying to acquire more and more things. And so that's the second reason. Then that's what he says, kedei lahargila, to acquire the habit, lehisapek b'tavo seho, that he should feel to put a restraint, to put a control on his taivus, hagufnius, v'chol sheyispane, and then ukedei sheyispane lemilei chavos of l'shem, so that he should be ponui, he should have his mind clear, right? People's minds are not clear for Avodas Hashem. They're busy with planning their next vacation, planning where they're going to go out to eat next, where they're going to go buy the next suit, how they're going to get the next car, whatever it is. They're not thinking about, when am I going to learn my next tosfos? When am I going to do my next mitzvah? So he wants to be involved only in how am I going to serve Hashem next? What do I do when I finish this? So that's why he is mistapik b'mu'ah, because he doesn't want to be caught up in that rat race. So there was two reasons, the Chavis HaVod said, why the Baal Kniya will be mistapik b'mu'ah. The second reason being, so that he bedafka cuts himself short, so that he can be ponui, he can be free, l'milei chayvos of l'shem, alo v'chol sodovimo, v'otzim tavosu alo, right? That he should be free to fulfill his obligations to Hashem, which of course are a result of Koras HaTov, which is a theme throughout the Sefer. Derech mitzvah secha oruz ki sarchiv libi. Yosarchiv libi, meaning in Ruchlius, Yosarchiv libi. But in Gashmius, I'm a tzumtzum. I have a small mind. I don't have big asagas. I don't want big asagas, and I don't have big asagas. Those are the two pshatim. Two explanations. Why is it kashur? I don't want big asagas. I want to be pony and avodas Hashem. And I don't have big asagas because I don't have a feeling of entitlement. The Hatashi, number nine. Number nine is totally counterintuitive, because he's talking about a Baal Kaniya that's walking around softly, doesn't raise his voice, doesn't want to call attention to himself, doesn't want to stand out in a crowd. These are all things we had already. And now comes number nine and says, the Nokem in Amor Din Bashem, that you're out there in the forefront fighting. And you're fighting those who would rebel against Hashem. We're not talking, obviously, nowadays, you always have to judge who that is. It's very rarely the guy in the street that's not from, very, very, very rarely. But it could very well be, whatever it is, the Reform rabbi, the conservative rabbi, it could be. They could be bedafka out to be morid b'Hashem. Val yivyeu vituro l'vnei adam meshashiach la'atzmo. Don't let the vitur that we spoke of in previous discussions of the manifestation and behavior of a Baal Kaniya, that he's mevater, he doesn't stand on every penny, on every ceremony. Levater binyani Hashem yisala. Don't be mevater with Hashem's kavod. If there's a chil Hashem going on, if someone's espousing wrong things, so you have to stand up. Don't be mevater and say, I don't want to make a tumult, I don't want to make a scene, who am I? V'lodovrim negen leviyov u'shlichov u'bechirov u'sugulaso. It includes even the people that are always at a culture kampf against the Haredim with no good reason. If there's no good reason, stam, they just don't like people that are devoted to doing Hashem's will. Don't be mevater on your oshek of others, if you're cheating others. Even if you're mevater when they cheat you, that's good. You be mevater when you cheat them, that's no good. El Yoshia sa oshuk, the Baal Kaniya, he works for the underdog, call it, the downtrodden, the people that are being taken advantage of in society. Not just being bleeding heart liberals here, but we're talking about those that are cheated, those that are cheated and they have no power to address it. Can't afford a lawyer. But she Yoshia sa oshuk, he helps the oppressed. The Yazar Lishbot is Oshek, and he brings to justice those that are taking away from the Oshek. Ka'omro Beis David Komar Hashem Dina Levoker Mishpot Vatsilu Gozl Miyad Oshek V'omar V'ashabra Matlos Avol U'mishina V'ashlich Toref. So that's a very big thing that the Baal Kaniya does. The perfect person, we have a Melech Yisrael, but everybody in his own circle has to somehow bring the wicked to justice. Don't be mevater. Don't allow their behavior to go unnoticed. That's what he's saying. That, you know, then it worms its way in. You got to reject it. You got to throw it out.
But sometimes that approach, even like you said, it's very counterintuitive, because sometimes you've got to stand out in front to be able to do that. But
well, that's why.
Told not to.
No, but he's saying yes to. He's saying the Baal Kaniya, when it comes to Hashem, stands out there with a loudspeaker, right, and says, you know, New York State now, it's such a bizarre, you know, they're voting on allowing a certain marriage that's, they call a marriage. It's the sixth state. It would be the sixth state to allow it. So it's very close. So you have to stand up. So you have to take a stand. You can't sit back and say, well, if I fight it, then maybe they won't give me money for my yeshivas. You can't do that. And even if you want to be a Baal Kniya and say, who am I to mix myself into the... You could. It's not Russia that you're going to be... It's not communist Russia that they're going to... Or Syria that they're going to shoot you or throw you into jail. Baruch Hashem, in America, you're allowed to raise your voice. You have to raise your voice. Even though you're by nature meek, unassuming, and a Baal Kniya. But that's good, look, that'll be your own business. But when it comes to Hashem's business, you have to be aggressive, and you have to stand out, and you have to make a tumult. Of course, you have to always do that b'seichel, right? You have to choose your battles to some degree. Again, it doesn't apply to the Hamonam. The Hamonam is ignorant. What are you talking about, right? But, and that's the job of a melech. That's why he talks to Beis David, to lahatzel oshuk miadoshko, to save the oppressed from those that would oppress the oppressed. You have to say, you can't let that. You have to mix in. You can't let society be dysfunctional. You have to try. You have to do your best. Whether you'll accomplish or not is up to Hashem. Okay, just stop here.